your time is valuable. Time is our most precious asset that we have. I know I'm a real estate investor and I love the real estate assets, but time, that's the most precious asset. So if you're already going to do your podcast, you may as well make some money through it.
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
And we are back with episode 2. Now, this is a part of a 6-part series. Who's your avatar? What to do before you launch your podcast? And then next episode will be how to launch a top podcast. Specify the top podcast. Episode 4, marketing growth strategies. Episode 5, monetization. I can't even say it. That's the worst. I'm leaving that in. I'm not even going to let my editor take that out. Monetization. Oh, that's easier than I thought. Monetization. Wow, that was crazy. All right. And then episode 6 is about major pitfalls that I see a lot of people getting in. So episode 2 right now is what to do before you launch your podcast. What is it that you've got to do prior to even launching? And there's quite a bit of things. I'm going to talk about 9 or 10 bullet points. And underneath some of those bullet points, there's a lot more than just the, 8, 9, or 10 different things. There's quite a bit more. So let's just jump in. I'm going to try to keep this episode under 10 minutes, if at all possible. That's my goal for all these, is try to keep them short for you, give you some tangibles. So the first thing is you're going to want to outline the process, and I'll tell you everything that I mean by that. There's a lot to that. Also, you need to figure out what equipment you're going to be using for your podcast. Additionally, you want to record more episodes than you publish. So I'll teach you about that a little bit more on having a trailer episode. That'll be in the next part. Part 3, we'll really dive deep into the trailer. Also, your intro and outro, that'll all be in how to launch a top podcast. But I'm going to skim through it so that you definitely understand what you got to do even before you ever launch. Also, you want to think about ads, what the ads will be, your call to action, your lead magnets, and making sure you do a proper pre-launch. So I'm going to dive into a few of those pieces today on this episode. And then on episode number 3, we'll dive into some of the pieces that we kind of skip over a little bit. But what do you do before? First off, you got to outline the whole entire process. You've got to outline that. You've got to understand, is it going to be a scripted podcast or unscripted? For example, I've got some bullet points in front of me right now, but I don't have it scripted. Not at all. I hate scripted podcasts myself, like at least when you can tell that it's scripted. Now, if it feels authentic and natural, then it's different. So if you're going to have a scripted podcast, I just really want to see you do it naturally, and I want it to feel natural. And I don't want it to look like you're recording or sound like you're recording. No. I don't want it to sound like you're reading off of a prompt or something like that. I want it to be really natural. So I believe that some of you are going to choose the scripted path and others of you are going to choose the unscripted. But you got to figure that out ahead of time. Before you ever have a podcast, you got to understand, you got to outline the entire process. How are you going to do introductions if you have guests? Are you going to intro them while they're in front of you? Are you going to read their bio, your entire bio to intro them? You got to figure that out. And as you listen through this podcast more, you're going to get a lot of more tips on scripted versus unscripted, the introductions, whether you're reading bios or not, etc. You also want to think about, as you're outlining this entire process of your podcast, what questions are you going to ask? Are you going to ask questions? Are you going to have guests? If so, what are you going to ask them? And how does that, now that you know who your avatar is from episode 1, how is that question that you're about to ask, how does that help your perfect avatar, your listener, the person that's ultimately going to do business with you? Also, you want to think about guests. You want to think about, are you going to have a lightning round or a final five or a final four or, you know, something that happens at the end? Are you going to have ads? And how are you going to separate the ads? Where are they going to come? Should you have a mini course like this mini course that I'm doing right now, where I have episodes 1 through 6 that all are launched on day one of the podcast? And what about the trailer episodes? And how are you going to monetize? Are you going to monetize by utilizing affiliate marketing? Are you going to monetize? Because you've got to make money on your podcast. I've just listened here. Listen closely. You got to find a way to monetize, whether you're doing business with your listener, whether you're having advertisers and sponsors promoting, helping you to be able to promote the show and you promoting them on your show. How are you going to monetize? Are you selling courses, coaching programs, consulting, you know, a 1 hour for $200 or a 1 hour for $1,000, whatever it is? Like, how are you going to monetize? Are you selling? If you're doing what I mentioned in episode 1, I raised a lot of passive equity for private placements and we took acquisition fees. So I didn't need to monetize my show, but I needed to be able to make sure that it was worth my time to have the show. And so when we closed on those deals, we would take an acquisition fee. And a lot of times they were very healthy acquisition fees where up to like $300,000, $400,000, you know, lots of money. So you want to figure all that out. Outline the whole process. You also want to figure out the equipment. And to save a little bit of time on this episode, a great place that you can go to find vetted equipment, where I've already vetted it for you, is growyourshow.com. That's my website, by the way, growyourshow.com. But if you put in /PDF, then you'll actually be able to see a bunch of different equipment that I've personally vetted that I know it works well and is good for the money. And everything that I didn't put on there is probably crap. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's not on my PDF that's probably crap. So you want good stuff, go to growyourshow.com/PDF. And to just to be clear and to put that out there so you understand completely, I put Amazon links so you can literally take that PDF and you can click directly to Amazon. But one of the ways that I've decided to monetize this show, just to make sure that, because you've got to be absolutely 100% that your time is valuable. Time is our most precious asset that we have. I know I'm a real estate investor and I love the real estate assets, but time, that's the most precious asset. So if you're already going to do your podcast, you may as well make some money through it. And for me, with growyourshow.com/PDF, if you buy something that's on there, you don't pay any extra, but I have like an affiliate link that I'll get like these small amounts of commissions. You know, you might, maybe when you do it, I might make like 20 cents or a dollar when you buy like a mic off there or something like that. But because this show's in front of so many people, if 200 people do it today, then maybe I'll make $200. You know what I mean? So I need to make a revenue. You need to make a revenue, and it's fair and it's okay to make a revenue. And it's also okay not to hide it from your listener. Like, you don't want to be like, oh yeah, hey, you should work with this guy. And then in secret, you say, hey, how are you going to pay me? You know, if you're doing it, you know, be upfront about it. Let people know, hey, I've got an affiliate link with all of these products. The reason that I put them on there is because I believe in them. And the reason that I'm going to make up 50 cents when you buy a $20 mic or whatever it is because, is not because the mic itself is compelling me. I've chosen this mic. And now I'm going to find a way to make sure that I'm pulling in a few pennies when you actually buy it. But growyourshow.com/PDF, that'll show you all the equipment that you'll need. And on there, it'll show you things that are optional and it'll show you things that are necessary. For example, you know, you need a mic. You have to have a mic. You may or may not need a webcam, for example. So it's on there and it's a webcam will be on there and it'll show you all the webcams that I like and which ones I vetted and how much they cost. And the rating on there, it'll show you all that stuff. And it'll also show you that you don't need a webcam to have a podcast. You have to have a mic. So go to growyourshow.com/PDF. You also want to record more than you publish. So before you air an episode at all, you want to have a backlog of episodes. So you want to record more than you publish. So that's something you absolutely need to do if you're going to be publishing a podcast. You want to have a good amount of content ready to go. More than you need. A lot of people, the big mistake that they make is they'll record one episode and then they'll try to edit it and then they'll try to publish it. And then they'll go try to record a second episode and then they'll try to edit it and they'll try to publish it. And it's just, you're always behind the eight ball when that happens. So I want you to buy all of your equipment. I want you to outline the whole process. Know if you're doing a final five or a lightning round, understand your mini course, how you're going to monetize, having the right equipment, recording more than you publish, huge. You also want to have a trailer. I'll talk about that more in episode 3. You want to have your intro and outro ready to go. I'll give you more information on that on the next episode as well. So you can have a really good intro and a really good outro. You want to have original theme music before you publish your podcast. You want to make sure that you understand if you're going to have ads or not. You want to understand the call to action, the lead magnets. For example, growyourshow.com/PDF is a lead magnet for me and my business. Because I know, like, if you're going to download the PDF, then you're probably the type of person that I could work with. So I've created what's called a lead magnet, a call to action. Like at the end of this episode, it's, hey, go get your right equipment, you know, growyourshow.com/PDF, and it's completely free. I will grab your email address when you do it, and I will, you know, make a few pennies if you buy something on there. But the call to action, those are important. You need to know what calls to action you'll have, what lead magnets you'll have, because you have to control. You have to have people, not just as podcast listeners. You need to be able to have that list to connect with those people, with your avatar. You got to connect with them. It's super important. And then you have to have a full pre-launch process. Again, I'm going to talk about the full pre-launch process, what to do on your social media in the very next episode, because it's very focused toward how to launch a top podcast. But that pre-launch process is going to help you launch your podcast to make sure you have a top podcast. I'll get into that more on the next episode. So I'll see you, and I'm out. This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show. While we handle all the hard stuff, we offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.